All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, here we are at the dumpster behind the veterinarian.
Oh. So, murder dog, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling great about this dumpster.
Did we have to go through all that?
Yeah. I mean, we did not have to.
Okay, well, let's go be funny now, I guess.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
You're listening to After Suffering, now with 30% more suffering.
This week we are talking about a comedy game. This was demanded by Coleman. This is Murder Dog 4, Trial of the Murder Dog. They say this game is such a baffling combination of crude graphics and interactions with surprisingly poignant writing.
I didn't find poignant with it, but I did like the game.
It's fun. I think that like the entire thing is kind of contained in the title. There is a murder dog. It implies a broader continuity, even though there is no murder dog 1 through 3, and he's on trial. And the production value is very charming, very lo-fi. It's like, MS Paint mixed with,
claymation,
claymation, or just like the entire courtroom scene is like,
or just, you know, just clay,
yeah, or just like
no mation,
like pictures, like, yeah, like just the picture. Okay, so here we have a photograph of the crime scene where Murder Dog, you know, murdered a bunch of people in Shit City where he lives. It's Murder Dog, and he has ripped a woman in half, and it's like a paper woman, and he's holding both sides of her in different hands apart. Like, that's fun.
This is not super deep.
No.
It is pretty fun, and there's a game here. Mm-hmm. Like, you are in the trial and there's a way to win it. There are 6 different endings in this game. You can get the murder dog off the hook for murder. You can
be a public defender. I felt bad about that. I got him back out onto the streets. Wait, you can be a public defender? What?
Well, I mean, no, you basically do the same thing as a public defender.
Gotcha.
By getting Murder Dog off the streets or onto the streets.
Yeah. And, you know, like there are options that you can pick for, like, okay, so how do you explain away the picture where you're ripping somebody in half? You can say, oh, I was putting her back together.
Yeah. Because it's a still frame. Yeah. Very cute. Like, this is kind of like a quick amateur version of just the good parts of Phoenix Wright games.
Yeah.
Almost. Like, just the trial parts. I like the, and you could, like, the, you are using logic and then also misdirection for things. So I really like when you talk to the reporter who wrote the book, and you get to be like, unlike some journalist, I never made money off my killing spree.
Yep.
And that is convincing.
You get to press him about his alcoholism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just casting doubts on his competence and motivation. You emotionally shatter him so he won't testify against you. With the police chief, your only options are bark, woof, and growl. You have to intimidate him into refusing to cross the blue line and testify.
Yeah, because you used to be a cop.
Yeah.
Like, the degree to which this has like a message at all is like, oh, you know, we liked the murder dog's methods, but then he eventually, like, you know, broke my leg or whatever, tore off his arm.
I liked it when the leopards ate their face. Yeah.
Exactly. It's real broad.
Yeah. With also some like cool. some very specific like funny things, like talking to one of the witnesses or whatever. Just one of my favorite lines was, and what happened next? I couldn't understand what he said. Oh, it's the person who's only a brain in a jar now.
Yeah, because the murder dog killed the rest of them.
Yeah, there's like I can't remember what I heard. You know, I didn't understand it, but it sounded like he was shouting Japanese nationalist propaganda.
Yeah,
just in the fit of a rage, shouting. Japanese nationalist propaganda is very fun as an idea. Yeah. But yeah, the murder dog seems like he's got his shit together.
Yeah, I like him.
You can't change what he is.
No, he seems good. Yeah, and that's, you know, comedy games are always a little tricky on this show, you know, because they can't all be Ready Player Fuck.
Right. It can't, like, this is not going to point to something that we can dine on like an Ernest Cline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of a murdering dog,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a Cujo figure, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's some meat on those bones.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. There could be more meat on that bone.
There could be specifically, you know, a rawhide bone that the dog will eat mm-hmm. very noisily under the table.
Or, God, what are they called? It's like a billy stick or like a, there's something like that where it's like a tendon.
Bully stick. Yeah. Bully stick.
Yeah. Bully sticks. I love when you go to the pet store and there's just like the table of miscellaneous gristle and gore. Like if you're a lucky dog, you just get to like have these dismembered animals.
Here. It's just parts. Dried yeah, for you.
Miscellaneous. You know, mm-hmm. Here's some miscellaneous chewables that used to be alive.
Yeah. No, at one point, my brother got me a dog treat pig ear that you just have. He put one of those on a keychain and gave it to me. He said, "Hey, here's a new keychain for you."
That is very funny, but also smelly.
Yeah, you know, he threw it away. It was just a funny thing. I think he wanted dogs to attack me.
Or at least attack your keys.
Yeah.
Put themselves into your house.
Wait a minute. We're going to address the elephant in the room right off the bat. Bully sticks are made from bull penises. What? Yep, you read correctly. Because of this, they are a single ingredient product that is 100% natural and is a safer alternative to rawhide chews. Yeah, bully sticks are bull dicks. I was like, you said tendon. I did not realize that. You said tendon. And, you know, I've pulled that tendon a couple of times. Not on a bowl.
To be fair,
my tendon, my yeah, bully, a coley yeah. stick.
Gross, dude. Like, I'm just thinking of going to a pet store with a bunch of distended coal dicks, like in the jar.
Just dry.
Yeah, just dry. Like Doctor Strange's Sanctum Sanctorum, where there's just like, just this is for my manservant, Cole Ross. I didn't think about that. I assumed most of the things that dogs chew were tendon, but I guess these are dicks.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because, you know, it's like a counterpoint to the Rocky Mountain oyster, the humble Rocky Mountain oyster.
Yeah.
You know, would you try one of those?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. You mean a bully stick or are you talking about Rocky Mountain oyster?
Rocky Mountain oyster. Or a bully stick, I suppose. I mean, I assume the answer is no if I ask you if you're going to eat dog food.
Right.
But maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, it would depend on the, no, probably
surprise
not.
Surprise me.
Probably not. Like if you start making it like, oh, would you do it for $1,000 or whatever? $1,000 can do a lot of good. You know, that gets into like a hypothetical, but probably not. I probably would need a Rocky Mountain oyster. I don't like organ meat in general.
Yes.
So that is a thing that kind of stands in between it. So, you know, and maybe this goes to like an immaturity or like, you know, me not having thought through like eating meat or whatever. Unless it's like a chicken leg or whatever, I really don't like eating something that I can recognize what it was.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you know, just, hey, here are some balls and they look like balls. Go ahead, down the hatch. Yeah.
Down the hatch. I just feel like the texture, like I've said before that I got pho once that I think had a testicle in it.
Right.
Like there were meatballs in it that like had the weirdest texture
mm-hmm.
to them. So I assumed that was like the testicle that I've eaten.
Right.
And the texture was like really unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And in a general case, when I, you know, eat alternative meats, mm-hmm. and so it's like, oh, this burrito has tongue in it. The texture is not good to me.
Yeah.
Like I really expect a certain kind of texture from meat, and anything less is very disappointing to me.
Mm-hmm. I imagine a testicle, you're getting a lot of vesicles in there. A lot of tubules. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
The way I remember it is like, it was like that woody chicken breast. Like it felt like biting through successive layers.
Mm.
You know? Like my teeth were playing breakout with his testicle. And I was just trying to break in.
Yeah. But like, liver. Liver has always been a bit of a gross turnoff.
Yeah.
Like
when it's mealy.
I don't care for it.
It's no good. Mm. Gizzards. And my dad used to like get chicken gizzards from Popeyes.
Uh-huh.
Used to be able to just go, like, give me some gizzards.
Yeah.
Fucking, what century is this? Like,
it's absolutely a thing. I mean, it's a thing that my grandma, I associate this with my grandma, born in the mid-30s, grew up on a farm in Michigan, completely, might as well be from a different planet than me, right?
Yes.
But like
planet Michigan.
Yeah. But like come Thanksgiving, up until she had a cardiac incident, she, it's like every garbage piece of that bird that goes into grandma. Yeah. We need to save the neck for grandma.
Give grandma the neck, give her the waddle.
Yeah. And it's
grandma's not going to rest until she chews on some cartilage. That's how you put grandma to sleep for the year. that's how we hit snooze on the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Grandma some cartilage.
That's how we make spring arrive 6 weeks earlier. Is great, great grandma gets your neck. Yeah. But sign me up for that bad boy. Let's boil up them parts.
That stuff is wild to me. Yeah. It makes sense as a Depression era kind of thing, but as somebody who can just eat muscle meat, it feels like I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to like purposely, do that. Townsend, we talked about.
Yes, we have.
Recently did a thing about poor people during the 1800s and was talking about these gigantic soup recipes. That you do like just to make it like, for soup kitchens,
just to stretch limited ingredients for a very long way
for a big soup.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how the soup had like lung in it and it made me gag. And I was like trying to think like why, but I was just like, it's grody. I don't want to eat the lung. I'm sure you can. I bet you I could cook anything in a person and probably be all right. Mm-hmm. Or animal, depending on what floats your boat. But like, I just it just really grossed me out. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Sweet breads.
Yeah, that's a
sweet.
A terrible euphemism for that. No. And also like, I don't know about you, but like I grew up, I heard a couple of things, just in absorbing facts about food safety. And the idea like, no matter what animal it is, like we don't eat the brain because you can get prions and people die. Like one of my early memories, is like one of the first like mad cow scares that we had, or foot and mouth disease, right? Hoof and mouth disease.
Yeah.
And it's like, some brain, some cows ate brain and then humans ate the cow who ate the brain. And now all of a sudden, that's why hamburgers harder to get. I think that I transferred that onto every other organ. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And not like, let's say there's an apocalypse going, right? And I have to harvest.
Yeah.
My harvesting days aren't over. Like I need to harvest somebody or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to throw away the lung.
You're real casual there about throwing somebody in there.
I'm not going to throw away, any of the good meat because we're in an apocalypse scenario. But I know that when people are just like, I love the taste of organ meats, they're not necessarily putting on an affectation.
No,
it feels like it to me.
People like weird stuff. People
more pleasant meats are readily available.
Yeah. People like, pickled chicken feet,
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm good. I don't know.
It's also a cultural thing too. Like did you know that chickens, food transport is crazy, but like, China sends us the wings and then we send China the feet.
Yeah. Or you look at things like in like, I think it's Africa, like cheese is considered pretty gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like why would you eat cheese? And I'm like, yeah, that's, that is a rotten tit juice. Like that is like, there's something kind of weird about that.
Well, and also, you know, the majority of the human population will get sick if they eat anything dairy. We're, yeah, us fucking whiteys are
including
pretty
myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like now, as I get older and older, yeah, like, oh guys, I can't go out. I had ice cream 2 days ago. Sorry.
Yeah. Just my body is an apocalypse because I ate a flurry.
Yeah, I had a flurry and my farts now like congeal into like, it makes my room look like a smoker's apartment in the 70s. Like, I can't do it.
All my posters are wrinkled now.
Yeah, just absolutely horrible. Or like blood, like tons of people just like eating blood or using blood to cook.
We're looking at you, yeah. Scotland.
Yeah, your it just sausages. Seems very gross to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had sausage with blood in it, and I didn't like that irony taste of blood, mm-hmm, that comes through. That's not a good flavor to me.
No. You know? I'd like to avoid
somebody
it.
Somebody sucked off my own bloody nose a couple times. Like, I don't don't like it.
I know what blood tastes like. It tastes like an emergency to me.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing. So it just you know, no shade if you're like into these exotic things, and I'm not saying that they should be wasted. It's just not for me.
Also, like, eating something is not the only way to use it. So
that's true.
Should you just
I can graft those chicken wings onto my shoulders?
Like,
so I can be baby Icarus. Yeah. I can be Chicarus, the tiny chicken Icarus.
Oh shit. How is that not a claymation short right now?
I don't know. Wallace and Gromit be Chicarus. If you had to have an animal part grafted onto you, what would you graft?
I don't know. Like the first answer would be like a horse cock, but that would be really, that would suck. Horrible. Actually.
I keep you haven't seen, Sorry to Bother You.
No, I haven't.
Okay. You got to see Sorry to Bother You. We should get it on the network. Like, mm-hmm, we should, just to give you an excuse, 'cause it's really good and it is horrific. Mm-hmm. Like, we should do a one-off on Unfilmable about that.
Yeah.
After Bedtime Stories. Mm-hmm. Sorry to keep bugging you about that.
No, you haven't bugged me about it in years. I you've talked about the movie and I've not seen it. I know roughly what the twist is, but I still want to go into it.
Yeah. It's very good. Mm-hmm. The horse cock would be a nightmare. You don't want that. Mm-hmm. Scare off everybody. And me and Jeremy were talking about how wings would actually, like, everyone's like, oh, I'd love to fly. Like, how would you sleep? Like, you get to sleep on your stomach all the time.
That would be a problem for me. I generally sleep on my stomach, but
you're a stomach sleeper.
Yeah. They sleep, they call it the free fall position.
Yeah. Who?
So just if you look up like names of sleep scientists, there's like the soldier, fetal position, stuff like that. Interesting. I love you. Oh, what are the credentials of this claim of yours, Ross?
Who are they?
who are they? Sleep scientists. Yeah. It's like a thing. There's the soldier. There's, prone. There's, Look it up. Yeah. I assure you, there's a diagram.
I'm looking at it. Like, I'm looking at it. It just looks like two people just like in bed, like falling. I didn't really realize there were sleeping position names.
Yeah. That's a science.
The soldier, the yearner, the log. Yeah. It's really funny.
It's like the easiest yoga.
Yeah, it's very funny. Fetal position, mm-hmm, personality traits. Those who find this position comfortable can be described as having a hard shell.
That's bullshit. Like, that's basically what I was gonna say, Zodiac.
This is some Myers-Briggs for like sleeping.
Yeah. No, this like
snoozer's brig.
A description of the way that I can best fall asleep doesn't need to go on my fucking character sheet.
No. God, I hate this website I found. The log. 15% of people seem to find passing out like a log, lying on their side with their arms by their side, the best way to catch some precious Z's. Does this boring, stiff sleeping position mean the sleeper is boring too? No. In fact, the opposite is true.
People who sleep like logs
are known as social butterflies. Although they're friendly, carefree, and popular, these social trusting people are known for being gullible.
Oh my God. Can you imagine casing somebody? Like, just like, okay, dude, going around, looking at all the windows in your neighborhood, seeing like, okay, oh my God. Oh boy. Okay. So on 557 Hollywood, the husband sleeps like a log. That's our mark. Let's deploy the team. Let's paper moon this guy.
Last but not least, the thinker. This position is similar to the fetal position, except you always have a hand gently resting on your chin. Personality traits. Emotions run high and tend to vary between two extremes for whoever finds themselves sleeping in this position.
Jesus Christ.
What's it say? I hate this.
What's it say about
this? This is written
by
Vanessa Van Edwards. It's the person who wrote this horrible article, The Free Faller. Having trouble imagining this one? It's where you're lying on your stomach with your arms wrapped around your pillow and your head turned to the side. Sleeping on your stomach is something many people find uncomfortable, but those who enjoy this position wouldn't have it any other way. Personality traits. Free-falling sleepers are bold and sociable on the outside, but typically don't have thick skin to deal with criticism or absurd situations.
So missed on one, headshot on the other. Yeah.
The best selling author.
Jesus Christ.
Who wrote this, a recovering awkward person. Vanessa helps millions find their inner charisma. I hate this.
Yeah, no.
She has an online program called People School. I hate this.
We take your introvert and make it an extrovert.
Yeah.
And not extroverts. Those actually exist. Yes, you're an extrovert. Extra, like extra. You can be extra.
And vert, like a skate style.
Yeah. We can make you into a Superman, doing everything you can. Yeah.
I sleep like the starfish. My position, apparently.
Okay.
And this means that I am always eager to lend an ear or give a helping hand to my friends in need. I don't necessarily like being the center of attention, but don't mind if I find myself there from time to time as the starfish sleeper. Call of Cthulhu, the starfish sleeper.
Okay. No, I can see that. That would be a good module name.
Yeah. I hate this.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't know about this.
What is
the scienceofpeople.com.
the starfish. It's like somebody like cut the strings off a marionette and just however you landed. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I spread out. Uh-huh. I'm a very violent sleeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do the free fall. So wings wouldn't be a problem for me. Like if I could keep my lungs, gills would probably be pretty cool.
Gills would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be gross because it's just like an aperture.
You have to keep them wet, you know?
Well, and you have to keep stuff out of them. Like I feel like laying, sleeping. No, like bits of fuzz from your bed.
Yeah.
Yes, hooks, but also like you just roll around and like, oh, a piece of lint got in my gill. Oh, I drowned.
Yeah.
While sleeping.
No, you don't want to do that. Yeah. So. No, would you want to be in a half shell? Would you want the turtle shell?
A turtle? No, yeah. I think that would also make it hard to sleep. Basically, sleeping is my only concern. I've given up wanting superpowers.
Sleeping is one of those things. If you're unable to do it, it affects everything else.
I'm so bad at it.
Yeah.
And I'm getting worse.
No, it's horrible. We're drowning and there's no sight of land. It's never going to get better.
Yeah, I hate it. Mm-hmm. I had to graft an animal thing onto me that wouldn't interfere with my sleep. That's tricky. Maybe like a cat style third eyelid.
Oh yeah. You know? Give yourself
just to intimidate witnesses.
A nictitating membrane.
Yeah. Like just in case I'm on the stand and I get to just like give a sly wink to the jury. A side wink.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Your jury's dismissed.
Here's something that would probably be pretty good. A prehensile tail.
I thought about that too, but I think I like sleeping on my back sometimes.
Okay.
So I think the tail would probably not, it would get in the way, you know?
I mean, you can tuck it between your legs when you sleep on your back. That's fine.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. It doesn't need to stick out like at a normal from your coccyx. It would be an extension of it. Well,
I'm thinking about like a cat. Like,
oh, how yeah.
It naturally goes up. But I guess like this could just be like a normal tail that just hangs down.
Mm-hmm.
Like a droopsy. If it was prehensile and I could do stuff with it, that wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah,
it would basically take the job of my left hand, which is holding things while my right hand does stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think I would become ambidextrous.
Yes.
Because my tail could do all that work. Or my left hand would atrophy like the Charger from Left 4 Dead 2. And I would no longer, it's like all the bones would dissolve inside it.
Yeah. And it would suck because if you had a tail, you probably wouldn't be able to, like, you would be less able to play poker.
Yeah.
You know, because that's just sure. another thing that you have to. Yeah, you have tells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Retractable claws.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Anything retractable is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and climb trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. And retractable means like in polite company. I can go get a job at a bank or something.
Right, right. You don't have to. You're not just Lady Deathstrike all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that the X-Men who has the claws that come out, the big fingers?
That is the that is Wolverine's ex-lover nemesis who has big fingers.
Gotcha. He has big fingers.
Wolverine-like qualities, but little spinnerets.
It'd be kind of cool to have, again, thinking about primates and stuff, to have have feet that were fully articulated. Like the, you know, you would be able to like hold on to stuff with them to do like swinging and stuff.
If you could make them turgid for regular walking.
Yeah.
Like if you saw a hot piece and your feet would get erect and then you could walk.
Right. Normally, right.
That'd be good.
Yeah. But just to be able to grab onto things and hang upside down like a bat or a monkey or a raccoon, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right.
I would take those rods and cones that shrimp have.
Mm-hmm.
to see better, like pistol shrimp, how they can see more colors than we can.
Oh yeah, yeah. New colors.
I would take some bonus colors. I would take your eyes. Honestly, I would graft non-colorblind eyes.
Please don't take my eyes.
You
could have one of them, buddy.
Yeah. Oh man, that'd be weird. We'd both like it'd be two Bowies with like our eye colors. I actually don't know what color eyes you have because I'm colorblind. I stopped paying attention to people's eyes.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Bowie we'd look.
My eyes are like a grayish blue.
Okay. I also don't know what color my eyes are, so it doesn't
I think your eyes are brown, I think. They're like a light brown, something like that.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm pretty sure not the case.
Oh, okay. I also don't I don't look people in the eye, so that's that's okay.
You look between their eyes. It's old salesman trick.
Yeah, you look past them. I look through you. Let you know how much you mean to me. You're nothing.
Yeah. that's all the animals I think I would want to be part of.
Yeah.
No. Gills, scales?
No. I don't know. That would be tough to take care of. And also, like, scales fall off. Like...
I also don't want to inconvenience anybody who eats me.
I want to. Yeah, that's one of those things. Can I make myself more delicious? I want to be I want to be as considerate as possible as part of this. You know,
I would like to take on the flavor of a filet mignon.
Yeah,
that animal.
Just I want to be. You know, I live to be useful is the thing. I'm a people pleaser. Is a big part of that. So if you could fill my bones with cream cheese, that way people have a nice little dip that they can use sucking me up. Maybe not cream, sour cream. One is cream cheese, the other is sour cream, depending on if you're going for the sweetmeats or not.
Yeah.
If I could turn my hair into chives, that way when they put me on the cartoon spit, like I'm at a pig roast, it confers a little bit of extra flavor to the rest of me.
Or have a permanent apple inside my mouth. I had to eat around, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that would probably be the best. That'd be the best for everybody involved, because if when the rubber hits the road, I will probably be in the dust behind the car. So
I have a lot of sympathy for anybody who has to eat me.
Yeah.
Like I don't envy that person.
No, I don't think it's going to be like the best day of their lives. This is not this isn't a happy time. This is a very dark time.
This is very like alive. Yes. You know, this is me learning how to play soccer and then having an accident. it's not, they're not doing it by choice, I assume.
Yes.
You know, so I'm going to make it easy on them.
No hard feelings, I think, is the takeaway. Yeah.
I think that if there are the post-apocalypse, one of the first things I'm going to do is get a chicken outfit and just start acting like a chicken so the warlords don't have to feel so bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
You
bawk,
know.
Bawk.
Or just start talking in a talking in a Gilbert Gottfried voice. That way, I die sooner and it's technically not suicide, so I can get into heaven.
Well, that's the trick, is you have to dress up as the Affleck duck and then you get both.
Yeah.
So you're doing the Gilbert Godfrey voice, and you look like a delectable piece of like smoky duck meat.
He's not the Affleck. He's not the Affleck duck anymore, though. He made that joke about the Fukushima reactor.
Well, in this reality.
Oh, in the okay, like in, and, this, you know, in the reality, and also, where the Fukushima reactor caused the apocalypse.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like warlords probably aren't that concerned with Gilbert Godfrey being canceled.
I don't know.
The kind of people who are going to eat me, I don't think, are that woke.
Yeah. I don't know. We got some warlords leading Twitter brigades.
Yeah.
Some PC gone mad.
Yeah. Maybe not, though. Who knows? Nobody knows who they will be eaten by.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Germany.
Mm-hmm. In which case you assign somebody at birth.
Yeah. In which case you seek that stuff out via Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
I also, I think that, like, if I wanted myself to be more delectable in the post-apocalypse, I would drink a lot of, like, you know, basting kind of things.
Drink a lot of pineapple juice.
Yeah, like pineapple. I would marinate, drink some teriyaki sauce and pineapple juice and stuff. The apocalypse.
Yeah.
I should get a little kit that's all things like brushes and salts and stuff.
Switch to Casey Master shampoo.
Yeah. Like barbecue sauce, shampoo, and a dosimeter in my emergency kit.
Yeah.
Like I'm a prepper. No, not that kind of prep.
Yeah.
Meal prepper.
No, I've got these packets that is the perfect amount of salt for me.
Yeah.
it's like getting a little crock pot kit for making a soup or whatever. I just have this, my go bag is just things that would be useful to whoever wants to harvest me.
Yeah, I can be boiled inside the go bag. Mm-hmm. You can just poke a couple holes in it and put it in a giant microwave.
Yeah.
Steamy in my own juices.
Steamy. Yeah. No, just coming out.
You want a healthier Gary experience. You know? It's probably the healthiest way to eat me.
Probably the steam. Yeah.
Yeah.
No
added fat. And there's plenty of like juices already. I mean, maybe dehydrating me.
turning into Gary jerky.
Yeah, like a jerky, one of the jerky boys. Drying out the sizzle chest.
That was a deep pull.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just say
it's important. It's important to be considerate when you're taking all of this into account is a thing.
Yeah. One of the things that I think ruins all of this is the fact that I've never been less horny talking about this, but I think that somebody will hear this and make a joke about us, like this being a fetish thing for being eaten.
Yeah.
And I'm literally just thinking about flavor and like goofs and there's like no dick movement whatsoever. Like if you were to, you know, look at my ding dong right now, it'd be indistinguishable from
to take one of those. They've got like those monitors. It's like a sleeve that you can put on that like measures the pressure and the change and stuff. Yeah. No, it wouldn't even be rating. It'd be like a one on the Richter scale. Yeah.
The pressure is extremely low right now. Like there's nothing sexual about this.
No, there isn't. This is
I just
want
to be courteous to warlords. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to fight them, you know?
Right. No, I'm going to be useless to whoever, like I will not be able to stand at the right hand of the warlord. Life is hard enough for them as it is, you know, it's about,
warlord ain't easy.
It isn't, you know, and if, you know, even not just the warlord, but like think of his beleaguered staff, you know, like if they're going to get a morsel off of me, I would like it to be, you know, worth their while. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. A monster train. Be a morsel. What stats would somebody give if they eat you? If you're a monster train morsel.
Depression 5.
Depression IBS. Like, Yeah. Oh, that coal ain't sitting right.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
That might be the murder dog.
I think that might be the murder dog. I would recommend people try this out. There's a bunch of stuff that this developer did that all seem to be, you know, similar, at least at a kind of a similar, like, hey, this is just a fun joke game. Kind of deal. I'm curious about more of them, although not all of them have Mac distributables. So,
yeah,
you know,
curious about Space Funeral.
Yes. What's Glimby? Yeah. I want Glimby.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Glimby sounds like a some kind of CGI imp.
Yeah. Too many kittens. Impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impossible. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Whomst?
Coleman.
To us again?
Thank you, Coleman.
Thank you, Coleman. I love your grills.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to demand a game for the show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
And if you cannot afford to back at the level where you get to demand a game, you can back at the $5 level, get 2 extra episodes of this a month. $10, you get to listen to every single of the 100 plus bonus episodes that have been released since like late 2015.
What a value.
Still going strong. I think so. I think it's a value. But yeah, those are things you can do. And is there anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Hurry up and do the sign off before I cough.
And until next time, as our friend JMH1373 on Twitter always says, and as we always say, you invited us. It's not our custom to go where we are not wanted. Hey, you kept your promise.